Welcome to We Are Hospitality, a podcast from the Rhode Island Hospitality Association, with your host, me, Bill Bartholomew.
All right, so welcome in to another edition of We Are Hospitality, the Rhode Island Hospitality Association's weekly podcast and videocast series. I'm Bill Bartholomew, of course, and you can check out past episodes wherever you're listening right now. Today, we have Matt Weldon, the Department of Labor and Training's new big shot, we'll say, in colloquial terms. And of course, right now, we also have Dale Venturini, who runs the Hospitality Association. So Dale, a few words of wisdom to kick it off.
Well, happy Friday. And thank you, Matt, for joining us today. It's very encouraging that the work that we do together is very meaningful. You know, there's this old saying, you know, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Well, it's really true with you, Matt. I feel very encouraged and happy that you're joining us today and encouraged and happy on the work that we do together. I just wish you would agree with me a little bit more often. However, at least I know I'm listened to and we are listened to as an industry and that you respond accordingly. So I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to today's podcast.
All right, Matt, let's get into it. I mean, the big story on your end right now is unemployment claims. I mean, there's a lot of big stories, but certainly unemployment claims, the sheer volume. So how many UI claims does DLT see every year? And then how many did you see in 2020?
Sure. And in 2019, we saw about 56,000 claims filed. And those are not necessarily unique individuals. There's probably 30-something thousand unique individuals. But when a claim is filed, it's good for a year. And then if somebody goes back to work and comes back out, they refile it. So that's captured in that 56,000 number. That's a lot. That's a lot to work with. You know, we don't have a huge team. We rely on federal resources. We do the best we can. In 2020, that number ballooned to about 560,000 claims filed. Some fraud claims are captured in that number, but either way, we have to work on a claim once it's filed, whether it's real or fraudulent or anything else. So at least 10 times what we usually would see. And it's keeping us incredibly busy. And you said it, volume. The volume has been overwhelming at times, but I think we've done a good job in keeping up.
What's been the biggest challenge facing DLT during the COVID pandemic?
Well, that volume really has hit us across the board, not just with the number of claims that we have to work on, but also with the fraud that's come in. You know, it's no secret that there have been a number of fraudulent claims filed in every single state from Washington State to Maine. It's happened where a very sophisticated, what's called imposter fraud scheme that's probably coming from an offshore organization, has been really brought and attacked against unemployment systems. The benefits that were announced by the federal government were pretty rich. New benefits, new programs for people that never qualified before, new opportunities for people to try to sink their teeth in and get a hold of what they can. And unfortunately, that's kept us on our toes. It's made us do a lot of work that we didn't anticipate having to do. And you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, right? So you're forced to do things. Luckily, the federal government gave us some resources to do some things we wouldn't be able to do otherwise, but the volume has just been completely overwhelming. You learn how good your team is in times like this, and I got to say, you know, you mentioned earlier that you're on with the big shot. I have a big beard. That might be about the only thing, and a big head. I've always been told I have that. I'm a public servant. I have been for a long time. I'm here to serve. I'm happy to work with Dale and Rhode Island Hospitality. I'm happy to work with everyone. I'm very humbled by this opportunity to be the acting director at DLT because the team here is so strong. They do a great job. They work really hard to try to help the working families in Rhode Island.
Yeah, and you did a good job of getting out front in the media and, you know, your weekly call with the now Governor McKee, just trying to convey the message, hey, look, this volume is off the charts. Let's talk individual experience rates. Employers won't see their individual experience rates increase due to COVID claims, but they still saw increased rates in 2021. Can you explain that?
Sure. A few years ago, we, under the last administration, grabbed the bull by the horns and said, you know, employers are paying an awful lot of taxes and have been for a very long time. And the reason that was the case is because the way that the federal government wanted you to maintain your trust fund, we thought artificially inflated the reserve amount that you had to have in your account at all times. What that basically means is, what's your rainy day fund look like? And compared to total state payroll, which could be your possible liability if a lot of people were unemployed, how long could you pay benefits for if you didn't have money coming in? Rhode Island had been on the highest tax bracket since 1992. So we, in 2015 and 2016, worked with groups like Rhode Island Hospitality to make some serious changes to that tax structure. What we did, it resulted in three drops in schedule rates. So a schedule is essentially, there are nine different tax schedules, each one with 25 different rates. The schedule dictates which rates will be in effect for that calendar year. And so since we were stuck at the highest one for a very long time, we thought it was appropriate to reduce it. We did. They went down three times. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, we paid out an awful lot of money. Most of it went to the federal government, but we still paid a lot out of the Rhode Island Trust Fund. So a fund that had $550 million in it at the beginning of the pandemic now has about $120 or $130 million in it. That means when you do that reserve ratio calculation, you don't have as much in the fund to pay benefits going forward if you had to. And so we had to adjust the rates back up. It's all done by a statutory formula. The law tells us how to do it. And unfortunately, that raised the rates for everyone. And so when we talk about experience ratings, we say that Matt Weldon, if Matt Weldon Inc. had an experience rate, that didn't change because we didn't charge COVID claims to Matt's account. But if the whole schedule moved, then Matt is going to pay more taxes just like everyone else. And so what did that mean in reality? It means that Rhode Island employers on average are paying about $72 more per employee in unemployment taxes in 2021 than they did in 2020. And we'll see what happens in 2022.
Just sort of the nature of the beast and the system that's at play there, I guess.
Absolutely. And it's complicated. Unemployment's complicated. But we think that the savings that came out at the time, it's been $60 million a year across the board in savings, were worth it at the time. And now, unfortunately, we've had to go back up a couple of steps.
To that point, what do you wish employers knew about the UI process?
I think, you know, we need to do a better job of communicating with employers. I've said that from the minute they gave me this opportunity until now, and we are doing it. You know, we are hiring. In fact, very soon I'll announce that we are hiring a small business ombudsperson or just a liaison to the small business community. They need to be able to reach us, and they need to be able to express their concerns, and they deserve a response. You know, not everyone likes Matt Weldon. There's no secret about that. But there's not too many people that can say I'm not responsive. I take that very seriously. You know, every single person here at DLT wants to get back to people. Employers deserve that voice. They deserve to be heard. And so I wish they knew how busy it was and how complicated things are, but that's not an excuse for not getting back to them, Bill. And so we are working to not only put that small business liaison in, but we're working on better channels, in particular with unemployment for employers. Make sure there are some web portals they can use. Get real-time information and don't rely on old systems like fax machines and phone lines.
It is 2021, that's for sure. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned from COVID?
I think the biggest thing that's hit me personally is how much the people in Rhode Island rely on what we do as an organization and how much the people that work here care about those people and try to help them. I have been very deep in the unemployment system for the last year, way deeper than my team tells me I should be. And I'm in individual claims every single day, 7 days a week, trying to help people if I can. And I can feel the discomfort that people have, the anxiety that unemployment creates. And I want them to understand that our team feels the same thing. You know, we work every single day to help people and we want to sort issues out. Unemployment is a big federal program with a lot of rules. It's complicated. And it's not as simple as whatever Bill's claim is true for his claim is true for Matt's claim. That's not necessarily the case. It's hit me really hard. And it's, you know, I don't lose sleep over things easily, but where I have lost sleep is thinking about working families that are having a hard time.
I guess let's wrap up. If you could sort of describe your relationship, your working relationship, the practical relationship that you have, the DLT has with the Rhode Island Hospitality Association from, I guess, day one of COVID through present times where the challenges are different but are still extreme.
I think life's about relationships, Bill. I've worked in government for a long time. And in the last 10 years of my role at DLT, I've done a lot of government relations work on behalf of the agency. That's where I really built a relationship with the Hospitality Association. Oftentimes going up to the State House to testify on legislation or to introduce bills that we think would make an impact for Rhode Island's workforce. Not every time on the same page with Hospitality Association, but often we can work issues out and we learn how to work together as good partners. And I think that really put us in a good place for when something like this pandemic hit, because Dale and her team knew that they could reach out to us and that we would be responsive. They knew that they could work with us through our Real Jobs Rhode Island program and other workforce training programs to get them the resources they need to help Rhode Island hospitality industry members. It's important to have relationships. It's important to be able to talk to people. And I pride myself on that. And I really value and respect Dale and her team because they are our conduit to her industry.
Yeah, and those pipelines aren't built overnight or even in the course of a couple of months. So that's a lot of legwork over years for sure.
Absolutely. It's an investment of time and it's an investment in the relationship. And I'm benefiting from this relationship. They don't benefit from it. Working with Matt Weldon is not an easy task, and they've done it fairly well. So I appreciate that.
Well, it was a nice, easy conversation here. That's for sure. Dale, got anything else for Mr. Weldon, Acting Director Weldon?
Of course I do. It wouldn't be right if I didn't. Well, first of all, I was frauded. And so I went through the system with your predecessor who showed me the way. I've kept all the steps. So when someone calls us, I'm able to walk them through to let them know all the steps that they have to go through when they did receive fraud for either UI or the EIDL loan, as you probably know, is also going through it. So I appreciate that, at least learning. I always want to be your conduit. Our office does, my team, particularly Sarah, who, you know, you give us the information and we want to be part of getting that information out. I know we talked about and you've just expressed that you're going to have some easy, like we talked about having some FAQs or the like on similar things. And even I'm learning more because some of the stuff was taken for granted because this is what it is. And now to get in the underbelly has been very interesting to learn. And it helps me understand and helps me express to those people that are feeling anxious when they've been laid off or whatever. So the relationship, Bill, the relationship has been amazing because at least we've got answers to questions. And I think most people, that's really all they're looking for is an answer. They want to feel that they've been heard.
Yeah, I think that's something we all learned through COVID is that when things get mucky, a lot of times it's just having a place to go and feel like you're not alone, especially when you were literally alone in your house for months on end. It was great to see the responsiveness. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of We Are Hospitality from the Rhode Island Hospitality Association. For more information, visit rihospitality.org or search RI Hospitality on your preferred social media platform.